This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank and Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabowing. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The story of the Bad Axe Theater began more than a century ago. Construction started in 1915, and when it opened on February 21, 1916, it was built for the Knight of Columbus, hosting live stage performances and community events. Over the years, the theater began showing movies, at first only occasionally. Then in 1940s, a fire forced it to close temporarily. But after being rebuilt, it reopened as a full-time movie house, while still serving as a gathering place for the Knights. Much of the theater that you don't see still remains original, a hidden reminder that the early 20th century had amazing craftsmanship. Ownership has changed hands several times, but since 2004, Mark Rolfe has kept the reels spinning. He hosted local filmmakers, free community movie nights, and even weddings and private events. The theater has long been a cultural anchor in downtown Bad Axe. Sometimes quietly, but always vital. But today, the theater faces a serious financial challenge. After the pandemic shut down and years of declining attendance, made worse by streaming services and fewer new movie releases, it's in need of some help. An $80,000 fundraising goal has been set to cover back mortgage payments and property taxes. Looking ahead, plans are in the works for an annual fundraiser to help the theater stay on solid footing without relying solely on online campaigns. Supporters say Bad Axe can't afford to lose a theater, a living piece of the city's history, and one of the few places left where the community can still gather, laugh, and share stories together. For the full story, go to thumbnet.net and find the link to the Facebook page. We'll be right back. Here's a message from our sponsor at Bayport State Bank. So stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News will be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Frank, what are you counting?
Oh, hi, Sally. I'm counting how much my loan payment would be if I took out a loan at Bayport State Bank for a new possum barn.
Oh, Frank, just go to BayportStateBank.com and use their financial calculator to see if you can afford it. Or just go to one of their offices and talk to an ag lender.
Sally, you're so smart. I knew there was a reason I married you. Let me go check.
Oh, Frank.
Sally, great news. I can get a new possum barn.
That's great.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you counting now?
How many more possums I can fit in my new barn?
Oh, Frank.
Bayport State Bank with 4 locations to serve you in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabowing. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
A local high school student is bringing back a long-lost tradition for Owendale High School, a homecoming football game. What first started as a simple conversation has turned into a full community event. Thumb Broadcasting correspondent, yours truly, Sydney Sutliff, has the story. It all began in a law class at the Huron Area Tech Center, where 17-year-old Lily Patzel was chatting with a classmate, who also happened to be Owendale's quarterback for their football team, when she learned something quite surprising.
Asking about their homecoming, and she was like, no, we haven't had a football game in like 5 years. And I was like, what are you talking about? You don't have like a homecoming like football game? And they were like, no, change it to a volleyball game. And I was like, well, do you want a football game?
That conversation with her classmate sparked an idea. Lily then reached out to Owendale and offered to have her law class form a team to play a friendly exhibition game. And the response was almost immediate.
Honestly, did not expect an answer or even a reply, and I emailed their superintendent.
Now the two teams are preparing for a 6-man flag football game, but organizing it hasn't been easy.
So communication has definitely been a kind of step back, just because their superintendent is obviously very busy with what they're doing.
Despite the challenges, Lily says the spirit behind the game is what really matters.
For me, it's more so we can provide them with an experience.
Reporting from the Thumb, I'm Sydney Sutliff, Thumb Broadcasting. The special homecoming game between the law enforcement class from the HATC and Owendale will take place this Saturday, October 18th at 11 a.m. We'll be right back. Here's a PSA.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Welcome back. Michigan State University researchers may have found a breakthrough solution for the state's crumbling roads, a new kind of concrete that can heal itself. Engineers at MSU say their flexible, self-heating material can store solar energy and release it when temperatures drop, melting snow and preventing winter damage. Developed by Professor Jin and graduate student Antonio Ni, the mix closes tiny cracks on its own and is twice as strong as regular pavement while being hundreds of times more flexible. The project received $55,000 from MSU's Advanced Grant Program and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Field tests could begin soon, with researchers saying this smart concrete could be a game changer for safer, longer-lasting Michigan roads. Before we get to our weather, here are two obituaries. Shannon K. Drapuski, 53, of Ebley, Michigan, passed away peacefully on October 9, 2025. She was born in Pigeon on December 22, 1971. A celebration of life and remembrance will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club, with readings and reflections from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., followed by lunch and drinks. Condolences may be shared with the family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And in lieu of flowers, kindly donate them to the Thumb Animal Shelter at 2260 South Elkton Road, Elkton, Michigan. On October 8, 2025, Andrew Michael Lapka gained his wings at the age of 72 at his home with his family by his side. Andrew was born on July 26, 1953 in Bad Axe. On October 27, 2000, he married the love of his life, Susan Townley. In keeping with his wishes, cremation has taken place and there will be no services. Condolences may be shared with Andrew's family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And to stay up to date on news, weather, information, obituaries, and more, make sure you head to our website at thumbnet.net.